Thank you, Chair. Secretary General Guterres, ministers, delegates. At present, Afghanistan is at a critical juncture, faced with serious challenges ranging from humanitarian livelihood to the COVID pandemic. A few days ago, neighboring countries, including China, held their first foreign ministers' meeting and issued a joint statement. They reached a series of consensus on pandemic control, opening of ports, refugee and migrants control, humanitarian assistance, counterterrorism and security, and cooperation on drug control, thus making an important signal for creating a conducive environment for the peaceful reconstruction of Afghanistan. China supports the UN to play a greater role in alleviating the humanitarian crisis and helping the country achieve a smooth transition and embark on peaceful development at an early date. China welcomes the UN's flash appeal and supports better cooperation between the UN and other related multilateral mechanisms for synergy and complementarity. As a close neighbor of Afghanistan, China always respects the country's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity, adheres to the non-interference of its internal affairs, and pursues a friendly policy towards all Afghan people. China has decided to urgently provide 200 million RMB worth of food, winter supplies, vaccines, and medicines, and we will donate a first batch of 3 million doses of COVID vaccines, with more supplies to follow. Respecting the wishes and needs of Afghanistan, China will continue to support its peaceful reconstruction and economic development within our best ability. Under current circumstances, the international community should step up assistance for Afghanistan. The U.S. and its allies have a greater obligation to extend economic, humanitarian, and livelihood assistance. In the meantime, the international community should direct its attention to addressing both the emergency humanitarian needs and the need for sustainable development, helping the country to tap into its own potential, deepen cooperation with the country on counterterrorism and drug control, actively resolve practical problems such as the freezing of overseas assets, addressing both the symptoms and root causes of refugee and migrants' problem, helping the country to stabilize the situation and better integrate into the region and realize interconnectivity so as to advance economic and social development and improve the livelihood of the people. Past experience, if not forgotten, is a guide for the future. The evolving situation of Afghanistan once again shows that only by respecting the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of the country, respecting the wishes of the Afghan people, and sticking to the principle of Afghan-led and Afghan-owned, can the international community truly play a constructive role in the peaceful reconstruction of the country. We also hope that the Afghan Taliban can honor all its commitments and make the right choice, that is, to embark on a path of development suited for its own national conditions. Thank you.